magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's September 3rd. It's Wednesday, 2014. And Jason, before I continue to bask in the overglow, and thank you, God, for what he did through so many different people this past Sunday night as we held the Great News Radio Night of Acoustic Worship in support of Israel. And we'll get to some of those highlights. In fact, I've been looking forward to this time with you because on Monday, being Labor Day, I just kind of said, hey, everyone, tune in on Wednesday when Jason's in the studio. We'll get to recap some of the things that we saw God do and celebrate his goodness on how he showed up in so many different ways through the people, through the whole program, through your devotional message, through the things that I felt I got ministered to. And I always know it's a great service when there's conviction in my heart, and yet there's a period of worship, and yet there's pondering. Maybe it's a concept or something that's taught that I have to think through a little more, to just the embrace of fellow like-minded believers, to all the facets. So we'll talk about those in just a minute, but I want to give away some prizes because I don't want to do this at the end and then I forget about
it. We always forget.
And then on a personal note, a few friends had asked me and knew about it, and I didn't know how to share it, but I became officially Esther's father yesterday. And
woo-hoo!
That was a celebratory time. We went to court, and the adoption proceedings went forward. We got her a little Cinderella dress that she wore around all day as a little princess and did some great outings. So that's kind of a neat part of my life as God continues to reveal himself through this family and through the beauty of being a dad. So,
hey, maybe right now it's driving a car, so just be careful when you're driving the car. Let's take a moment and just pray for you, Mark. Let's just take a moment and pray over what God has done. I mean, you've been being a dad, but I think that's a little different when you get knighted or anointed to now be a dad.
Yeah.
So a little bit more responsibility now. Now you're actually, before you could have been like, well, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like you got the title.
Now legal.
Yeah, now it's legal. Like, legally, your screw-ups matter.
Yeah.
So you leave her somewhere, the law comes looking for you.
Yeah.
Before, they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we just pray right now for the process of adoption that you put in place, Lord, that you created so that those widows and orphans, those people who don't have husbands and fathers, can be brought in and loved and cared for. And, Lord, we just thank you just for the whole process, the lawyer that Mark had who helped work this all out. Lord, just the way you convicted his heart that this was important to adopt Esther, to bring her to say, you're going to be my daughter. I mean, Lord, what nothing more powerful or important than to say, you're going to be my daughter. And Lord, we just thank you because that's what you've done for us through Jesus Christ, where you said, I want to adopt you as my sons and my daughters. And so, God, I thank you that the same thing that is on your heart, you laid upon Mark's heart. And, Lord, we just pray for every measure and way that he will be a dad, that he'll carry that mantle, that he'll lift that up. Lord, we pray that you empower him in humility and in weakness, that he would father in your strength, that he would love in your love, that he would forgive in your forgiveness, and that he would offer mercy in your mercy. And Lord, I pray that through all of that, he will raise up Esther to be a godly woman, a woman who carries your name and your renown into the world, who fights for the cause of the gospel. And so, Lord, we just ask that you bless Mark, you bless Holly, you bless Esther and David. You just care for them and love them and guide them and lead them by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
You want to bring me to tears in front of everyone? Gosh, I'm thinking it's like...
In front of everybody. You're on the radio.
Yeah. Well, it's so full circle. Those that know some of the story, I so appreciate that prayer and you taking the moment to do that, because it was about a little over 5 years ago that I was at Esther's baby dedication. And just in the audience observing, here's a single mom dedicating her child to the Lord, just thinking, wow, how sad. Here's a woman that had just lost her husband, and here's this little baby. And yet I can always say to Esther, I was there when you were given to the Lord. And so thank you for that exhortation. Yeah, that's my goal and desire. Oh, Lord, help me help her know you in a way. And that concept of adoption is so biblical, that we've been grafted into God's family, that he's chosen us. And
Romans chapter 8, we are sons and daughters of adoption, that we might cry out, Abba, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, I mean, you know, because of her age, maybe not really had a concept of what that means. But there'll come some point where she'll be utterly thankful that she can call you dad, that she can cry out Abba Father to you.
Mm-hmm. And
through you, you'll teach her that she can cry out Abba Father to God.
Yeah. So. And what's been so beautiful through this relationship is she's never known her dad because her dad passed away before she was born. And yet she's always seen me as daddy from day one because... kind of, we got married, and she just knows me as daddy, daddy, daddy. So, been such a blessing to learn some of the things that you're, I won't say proficient at, but that you've been used to.
Oh, gosh, don't say proficient.
That you've been doing for a lot longer than
me. You must not have been over recently. Come back over.
Yeah.
Deficient. We're wholly deficient in parenting.
Thank you, God, for all that I'm learning. Wow, my learning curve has been huge, but what a blessing. And I know people that see me all the time, Mark, the smile on your face and the joy that you have, and, you know, all glory to God on how he can take all of us, whether we've screwed up our lives or fallen short or carry along baggage, how he delights to reveal truth and help and assistance. And that's, oh yeah, I was going to say, and that's what happened a lot on Sunday night as God revealed himself. But let's get these out of the way so we can move forward
okay.
and talk about the program.
Then the first prize is a copy of Marta Hahn's book, Been Thinking About You. That's going to go to Donald Macy of Savoy, Illinois.
Great guy.
Extraordinary Grace by Gary Chapman and Chris Fabry. That's going to go to Catherine Starbird of Champaign, Illinois.
Hey, she's going to be going on our trip to Israel this coming November. In fact, I hadn't gotten around to calling some of the people, and I wanted to mention that on Sunday night. Some people had said, hey, is the trip still on for November? And I'm like, yeah, I just haven't gotten around to call you. But we still have room for a few more people to join us. So if you're considering walking where Jesus walked,
And highlight that from our Sunday benefit, James Mark Maxey is going to be leading worship on that trip. And he and I have already begun to have conversations about how we're going to be intentionally looking at that and praying about some songs and some ways and shapes and places where that'll happen. My having been there a couple of times now, knowing what some of those places look like and sound like and that. And so I'm excited. Mm. I'm not sure if he's going to bring the full-size guitar, but we've got a little one at our house. I said, what if I brought the little one, like a little handheld one?
Yeah. And if you want to know more information about our trip to the Holy Land this November, just call the station, 217-367-7777. I'd love to tell you all about it, and we have a good group going, and we'd love to have you join us. If that's God's leading in your life, pray it up, and then give me a call, and I can talk you all through it. 217-367-7777.
And then we have Gary and Audrey Ricketts, and they've won a copy of Our Daily Bread's devotional collection. It's nice. It's like a little leatherette kind of devotional book. Daily Bread is always good stuff. So congratulations to all those who won some prizes today. We'll have some more on the Friday edition.
Yep. So fill out those Voice of the Listener radio surveys. Send them in. I know we gave them out on the Sunday gathering, our acoustic worship night. They were in that packet of goodies that everyone maybe took home with them. So fill those out, send them in, and who knows, maybe on a forthcoming Mark and Friends program, your name will be pulled
out. He's got lots of prizes, trust me.
Yeah. I gave away on Monday, I think I gave away 12 different things. So I'm trying to clear out some of those. All the conviction, you come in here and you look
at... You've got like a reel-to-reel player or a VHS. He's got that stuff hanging around. He's waiting until it goes out. You can't even get a player anymore.
Yeah, I've got to try to give these books away before they're like, this looks like a new book, but the copyright...
You're the only one who has My Daily Bread who's molding.
I know, some of the copyright dates are like, first edition 2009. It's like,
you
oh,
got
shoot.
A book by Charles Spurgeon he wrote when he was still in his youth.
Oh. Well, I was very youthful on Sunday night. It was
the transition, man.
Yeah, it was great for those of you unable to join us. God showed up in so many different ways. He showed up because people showed up, and people that follow the Lord Jesus Christ brought them into the environment. But I think how the whole program was facilitated, the times of worship, the sharing, the praying, your preaching, teaching, sharing at the very end. And then we don't just turn this into a night where, hey, it was a great night, and then we go live our lives. We be intentional on how we share the good news message of Jesus.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's just walk through it for our listener that was maybe not able to attend. We started out with some cookies and snacks and table displays.
Yeah, Harold Green, who's one of our worship musicians for the night, and James Mark Maxey, who also, if you listen to last week's programs, archived greatnewsradio.org, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, they were in the studio. You can log into there and listen to them and hear some of the music. But they had tables, and they were selling CDs, and James Mark Maxey even had a T-shirt. I got one.
Yep, I'm wearing now. It's a good one.
Yeah, and Kathleen Jennings was there with some of her artwork, and she offered one of her pieces of artwork framed up for a silent auction. And then we had a table, two tables, of all freebies. Anything on the table was free. You could have it. You could take it. That was all donated from Chosen People Ministries, donated from the Israeli Ministry of Tourism, Christians United for Israel. There was some stuff that was donated by 180 Ministry, who is anti-abortion ministry. There were some DVDs on the table from there. Jim Powell from Richwoods Community Church donated some copies of Dirt Matters, his book that he wrote last year. So there was a bunch of different things. Voices of Martyrs gave us a bunch of literature that could be handed out. And everybody got a big, I mean, it was a robust, I know it was robust because I was part of the team of people who helped try and get those things into those bags.
Oh, yeah, packed.
And everybody was complaining when we were stuffing the bags because they're like, this stuff doesn't fit in the bag. And I think it was Rob Schaefer who was helping us. He goes, well, it does if I grab the bag and stretch it out really tight before you put it in.
And these weren't tiny bags either. These were loaded with two different DVDs, a CD, other ministry. Yeah. Resources. It was a great giveaway. In fact, we have a number of them still available. We got to figure out how to get them in.
Yeah, we got a couple, at least probably 45 more. We packed about 250. So we probably got 45 or so at least left, and then a lot of extra. I am going to have Kufi notepads until I die. Yeah. I've still got two cases in my office of Stand With Israel notepads. So if anybody gets a note from me and it's on that, you know what happened.
Yeah.
And then we had those two tables. At that table also we had the offering. It was a kind of I'm real passionate about an offering that's based on the Lord calling you, not passing a plate. At our church on Sunday morning, we don't pass a plate. We don't take an offering. We have a box that's on a stand in the back of the room. And as the Lord guides, convicts your heart, we never in the history since I've been at the church had a huge problem with offering. It's always just happened. And so I just trust that the Lord's going to move people's hearts to be generous. So we did the same thing here. We didn't pass a plate. We just had a basket. And we said, as the Lord kind of prompts you. In fact, I think we only made a couple of announcements regarding it. But it was really just as the Lord prompts you. So that was on the one table. And then Larry Bunting brought all his cool knickknacks from Israel and had that set up so that you could be able to see all those things. Then we had snacks and drinks. And again, I can't underscore the great volunteers that we had at this event who helped to care for everybody. Jason Hodges at the Olive Garden provided food for all the musicians and the volunteers who were there all afternoon. Some folks didn't leave church. They did church at our church, and then they changed their clothes at church, and they started setting up tables and started setting things up and getting things ready to go, putting chairs up. And so Jason Hodges provided spaghetti and breadsticks and salad and all the fixings so that all those people could have a really good meal before they performed that night and did the benefit. So, I mean, kudos to Jason Hodges for that. And then we had two sets of greeters. So when you walked in the front door, you got a program. You got greeted by two people, and you got a program thanking you for coming to the evening, which outlined the evening. And then the second set of greeters slapped a sticker on you, which said that you were there to pray, worship, and support HaMek Medical Center. And so, yeah, that was kind of what you saw when you came in the room. And then plus 160 or 70 people who arrived also to be a part of it. So it was a full room.
And Jacob Barrett, and then he had two assistants. I guess Kat and then Sarah facilitated the opening worship.
Sarah is his fiancée. So they're going to be married in October. She was playing the piano. Kat is an interesting story. Kat has, since a young child, sung. And if you were there, the first part, the first little bit, she was nervous. So you didn't hear. But when she got the nerves kind of melted away, she has a gorgeous voice. In fact, I had two people kind of pinch me, and they said, that girl is anointed. Listen to that voice. And that was somebody who Jake just kind of pulled close and said, you want to start playing music? You want to start doing this? In fact, the only reason that Jake really was excited to be a part of the night was because he wanted to give Kat a place to be able to begin to grow and begin to...
Is she a high schooler?
Yeah, she's a high schooler. So begin to grow in her skills as leading worship and doing that. So for me, that was absolutely beautiful. Jake is our worship pastor and student minister, and we love Jake to death. And so it was just cool to see them open up. And they played a couple of songs I think people knew well, and then a couple of songs that were newer. A good way to open, and really, they just kind of got us up off the ground, and the landing gear started to fold up. And then we let this wild man loose on the stage.
I wanted to get in and out, you know, keep everything timely in the transition. So while I was saying a few remarks, James Mark Maxey was getting up there. And
oh, you did great.
So anyways, it was just so wonderful because the stage was set, if you will, for a night of worship, of sharing. And then James Mark Maxey, I loved your comment later on. He was like a bluegrass Billy Graham or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was. I mean, he got up on the stage and he just launched into the old standards, In the Garden, I'll Fly Away.
Because He Lives.
Because He Lives. But admittedly, with a country kind of twangy bluegrass edge to him, and some of them he played much faster.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, there were senior saints who were whooping like teenagers. They were like, woo, woo. I mean, they were just loving it. In fact, I know he had an original song that he played right after some of the standards that had a line about Jesus was going to come down on a stallion. And when he sang that line, there were people who were like, yeah! I'm like, my gosh, it's like a concert in here. I mean, it was amazing. I was like, yay, God. But really, I mean, again, Jacob and those guys kind of got the plane off the ground, and then Maxey, he hits the thrusters.
Yeah, we're 30,000 feet and climbing.
He's 30,000 feet and climbing. So he led us through some of those and some original songs that he shared. But I think it wets our lips a little bit. The original songs were not ones that were on the CD he was selling. They're ones that are going to be on an upcoming CD. And there were some in there, I think, that really touched the heart of some people when I talked to him. So that was exciting. And then from there, Larry Rich gave us a wonderful message from HaMec Medical Center. He got personalized message. But it was kind of funny because you know, I think I introduced him. I said, we have a message from our good friend Larry Rich at HaMec Medical Center. And you start it, and he goes, thank you, Pastor Jason. And, I mean, it was just kind of funny, the transition. I mean, just the way he chose to do that when
and
he recorded.
And being an Israeli, too.
Yeah, and being and if you know Israelis, they just have a way. In fact, when I was listening to it at home the day before, Tasha said to me, she goes, he's so Israeli.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the way he talks. But it was funny, just the transition. That was just perfect, the way he started his message off. And it was really a great personal message to the Great News Radio listeners, to the attenders of the concert. From there, we spent just a few minutes praying for Israel and praying for, more importantly, the Middle East.
And I like how you emphasize the fact, the Prince of Peace, what's really needed is not just the absence of violence or the absence of war. It's the good news message of Jesus that he came, right, that he's the redemption. He's the only lasting peace.
Right. You know, we have to be careful. And I don't want to get anybody, you know, please listen. If you get upset that I'm going to say this, you're upset with the Bible and you're upset with Jesus. You're not upset with me. I'm just the one who's going to say it. Okay. But we can't leave Jesus in the lurch when we go to pray for things and we go to do these things. And listen to me now. Know that I love you when I say this. But when our Jewish brothers and sisters ask us to pray a certain way, we have to be cognizant that the way they're asking us to pray doesn't include Jesus, because they have not yet come to that place where they understand Jesus. So one of the mantles and responsibilities of us as Christians is to make sure that we take that prayer, and in the places where Jesus needs to reign supreme in it, we have to stand for Christ. So yes, my Jewish brothers and sisters tell me we must pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You're right. But you will not experience peace unless you experience Jesus, because he's the Prince of Peace. You're asking me to pray for the absence of war, the absence of oppression, the absence of rockets falling down on Jerusalem. And yes, I want to pray for those things. But I believe in my heart of hearts that the only way that that's going to happen is through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is going to change the hearts of those who are launching rockets, change the hearts of those who are oppressing or wickedness is coming from them. And so we have to start with Jesus. And so we have to be careful when somebody asks us to pray. Part of that keep the good, throw out the bad discernment is to say, is Jesus in here? And if he is not, how would Jesus in this moment stand for this? Because that's where we have to stand. So the first guys, you know, Jacob got us off the ground. The landing gear went in. James Mark Maxey hit the thrusters. And then Harold took us to 80,000 feet. Anybody who was there, Harold just took us. it was over the top. I mean, it was perfect the way God just kept laying bricks. I mean, it was, and when we got to Harold, people were just ripe. In fact, I think you had kind of an experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, tears to my eyes when he told the story. He shared a little last week during the, I think, Thursday or Friday edition of Mark and Friends. But, oh, yeah, touched my heart. And just a worship leader, effective. And just his message, his style, his mannerisms, how he pointed to God, praised God, helped lead us all in a time of worship. He was just a phenomenal.
And he opened with a great song. He opened with a song that I had not heard too many times. It's by the Newsboys. But the words of the song are, I believe in the crucifixion, I believe in the resurrection, I believe in God, I believe in His Son, I believe in the Holy. The words consistently were, I believe in these things. And it was like...
It brought people to their feet, too.
I'm telling you what, people I think were being hammered because they're... I mean, to have to sing the words, how many of us go through our day, and we might say, I believe in Jesus, but how many of us go through the day and say, I believe in the crucifixion, I believe in the resurrection, I believe in God, I believe in the Holy Spirit, I believe in Jesus, I believe in His Word. I mean, to have to make those declarations and then in song, people were on their feet, and then He followed it up with, how great is our God, but in the middle, He put in, how great thou art.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, when he hit, oh, sing my song. I mean, people were like moved. I mean, you want to talk about the doors just busting open and the water kind of flowing out. I mean, people were just absolutely moved.
Which then laid the groundwork for you to come and deliver powerful message.
I didn't even want to get, I'm being honest with you, I was leaning up against the side of the wall, you know, knowing that it's going to come. And Harold was very cognizant of time, and he and I kept kind of sharing glances because we were wanted to make sure that we honored people. We wanted to finish at 8 o'clock because we really wanted to honor people's time. I think it's not effective if we go and we do something and then we keep them there till 8 or 9 o'clock and go, well, but you know, it was great worship. You know, you should be thankful.
Spirit was moving.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at some point, too, we have to. Now, look, if we finish at 8 and you don't leave till 9, then that's the Spirit doing its thing, which is kind of what happened. People did not want to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was leaning up against the wall and I said, Lord, I can offer nothing here. I can offer nothing. In fact, I think when I went up, I just said in my heart, I said, I'm coming in a spirit of humility because there's nothing I can bring here. And in it, I felt like because of that, the Lord just equipped me to, I don't know what I said or how I said it or what I did, but.
Well, you had prepared and prayed through the Romans 10 passage, 10:1, I think.
Yeah, Romans 10:1 was the key to what I talked about, which is where Paul says, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is they might be saved.
Yeah.
Paul is praying that he desperately wants his Jewish brothers and sisters to be saved by the power of Jesus. And he's not telling them something. He's not just mindlessly preaching to them. He's telling them something that he knows from his own mistakes. He knows from his own shortcomings. He was once just like them, which is, I think, each one of our stories. I still am a sinner, but I once was a sinner who didn't know who God was, who didn't understand who Jesus was. I was once that person. So Paul is saying, I was once you, and because I know that place that you're in, I know you're in grave danger. And so Paul just wants to see the Jewish people brought to Christ. He wants to see them saved. And listen, I got in trouble a year and a half ago. We were doing an event, and I said our Jewish brothers and sisters, and somebody came up to me afterwards, and they said, you know, I'm really frustrated that you would use that statement because they're not our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I agreed. I said, yes, they're not, and I agree with you on that term. But then I kept wrestling with it and wrestling with it. And you know what? Unless I'm willing to call somebody my brother and my sister, I will not pray for them in such a way like Paul prays for the Jewish people here. I will not plead for them. I will not bring them before the Lord daily in such a way that it brings tears to my eyes. Unless you're willing to call somebody brother and sister and wrap your arm tightly around them, you won't walk with them in such a way that you will reveal to them the majesty, glory, and love of Jesus Christ. And so that person who maybe said that to me, I just want to gently push back in love to you because I want you to understand that if you don't call them brothers and sisters, how will they ever become your brothers and sisters in Christ?
Yeah, because they become those sinners or those people in that camp, and I'm not in that camp, so I kind of hate them, but God loves them.
Right.
So
I feel bad for them. Oh, it stinks that you're a sinner. And we forget Romans 3:23, we're all sinners. We all have fallen short. So let's draw people in and not push people away. And so I delivered that message, and then all the musicians came up, and they did the old standard, He Touched Me, which was mm-hmm. awesome. And then they all sang Amazing Grace, which is, I mean, you can't beat Amazing Grace. But Harold does a rendition of Amazing Grace where in the middle he sings Jesus Loves Me, mm-hmm. which is powerful. And then I really felt like I was coming up to kind of say goodbye, and I really felt it. So I just kind of – I did a little – wiggled my fingers at Harold. And Harold knows that means play something. Hmm. So Harold just kept playing, and I felt the Lord move and say, call your people forward. And so I did an altar call, you know, inviting people who had not – you know, I said, I love that you're going to get those bags back there. And we got two tables of free stuff, but those are the things of future garage sales. There is a gift, though, that the gift of grace, the free gift that's given through Jesus Christ, that's yours and yours alone, and it's for you if there's anybody. And then I think I just said, and those who have accepted, and people stood up and they yelled. Mm-hmm. They yelled. They proclaimed that Jesus Christ was their Lord. Yeah. And it was an amazing. I almost felt bad because at the end I went on our sponsors. So then I said, oh, now our sponsors are. Yeah. And I kind of was like, oh.
You pulled a Mark in the Morning kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like there was no, because you just right there, you just wanted to stop. Because, I mean, you know, if I was honest, my feet felt like they were a couple inches up off the ground. I mean, the Holy Spirit was just washing over that room. And the proof? And I don't want to say that the proof is the thing that I can't qualify, that you can't qualify, and it's how God moved in hearts. But let us celebrate together that $5,500 was raised mm-hmm. for Hamek Medical Center. I know that the ladies came over afterwards to give Mark and I the number. They were in charge of counting the donation. And they came over and they said, what do you think it is? And Mark and I were like, and they go, no, higher. And we were like, higher. And I mean, I was like a kid on Christmas morning. My eyes kept getting a little bit bigger, like, you got to be kidding me. And then when they said, no, is this how much? I mean, I honestly, I was just like, I was speechless. I walked away, I think, because I was speechless.
Yeah. Oh, it couldn't have come. It was an incredible evening, and thank you, God, for how He used so many people to make it worthwhile. And in fact, there were some other checks that I think have been sent in already on behalf of Emick Medical Center, and with the sponsorship from Thrivent, that 500, so over 6,000 plus
amazing.
That have come in.
I mean, praise God. I mean, wherever you're at, if you're driving, be careful. But just lift your hand up and say, praise God. Thank you, God.
Yeah, what a great evening. We'll have something again like that, because it was so unique to bring people together from various denominations, life experiences, all worshiping, different ethnic groups. It was just wonderful that God was honored and proclaimed. And
I'm going to tell you what, that the musicians, all of them afterwards said, I would do this again in a heartbeat and for free. They were moved. I mean, Harold left and he was on cloud nine. And in fact, here's the testimony of the night. Is somebody stopped me on the way out and they said, you know who our favorite performer of the night was? And I'm like, who? They go, the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
And I go, that's all I need. When I told Harold that, he goes, mission accomplished.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers, for those of you that tolerated all the radio spots. I know a few people said, Mark, your spots just wore me down. I finally broke and said, I have to come. And there was one gal that said, you know, my husband doesn't like that kind of loud music. And afterwards she says, it wasn't at all loud. It was
right. Wonderful.
The acoustic, the guitar playing was just, it was just perfect.
We wanted to be so intentional that it was going to be a place where nobody felt like it was too much.
Yeah. All glory to God. Continue to tune in all day long. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.